AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Thousands of Palestinians fled hospitals in northern Gaza Monday amid battles between Israel and Hamas. Officials say critically wounded patients, including newborns, have been stranded. But the Israeli Defense Forces released a video of what it says was a children's hospital its forces moved into over the weekend.
The world has to understand, who is Israel fighting against?
Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari.
Among patients, we have hand grenades, Kalashnikovs, and then we have the RPGs. People shooting RPGs from hospitals.
Still, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says patients and hospitals must be protected.
We have spoken with the Israeli government about this, and they have said they share that view, that they do not want to see firefights in hospitals.
In New York, Donald Trump Jr. returned to the witness stand as defense lawyers mounted their case in the civil fraud trial that threatens the Trump real estate empire. Trump Jr. spent more than an hour narrating a slideshow titled The Trump Story with a timeline of the company's evolution. In San Francisco, Paul Pelosi recounted publicly how a man with a hammer attacked him in his home last year. The man's on trial for attempted kidnapping of a federal official and assault. The Supreme Court has adopted its first code of ethics, however it lacks a means of enforcement. And on Capitol Hill, an effort to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene forced a vote on impeaching Mayorkas to the floor through a rule that allows any single member to force a snap vote on resolutions. Impeachment is usually reserved for grave misconduct in office. Greene, in a floor speech, accused Mayorkas of a pattern of conduct that is incompatible with the laws of the United States. But her effort was tabled for now.
On this vote, the yeas are 209 and the nays are 201. The motion is adopted.
Eight Republicans joined Democrats to send a resolution to committees for possible consideration, but they are under no obligation to do anything. Norman Hall, Washington.
This is AP News. Climate change, a threat to your favorite beer? Ed Donahue takes a look.
Gail Goshi is a fourth-generation hops farmer near Portland, Oregon. She's heard talk for a while about climate change.
And then all of a sudden, it was not coming any longer. It was here.
Some hops and barley growers say they've already seen their crops impacted by extreme heat, drought, and unpredictable growing seasons. Adjusting hops to climate change is considered a work in progress, but progress is being made to make barley more resilient. It's all new for Goshi.
There's a lot of success that we've seen in the customers that have been excited about it.
Part of what she likes with winter barley seed is it requires very little tillage.
We're keeping that beautiful soil in place.
Spring barley is dominant in the beer industry, but for climate reasons, winter barley may eventually be more feasible. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.